Yo.
Hola.
Hollow Cult, happy Wednesday. We're back and intact. Excuse my voice and my face, all that. still working on getting over all that stuff, but happy to be here. Shout out to Kyle for taking on solo this weekend. I had to back out, but there was no way that that was happening.
Yeah, I can imagine. It doesn't sound fun.
I am feeling quite a bit better, though.
Good.
So, should be back in the swing of things.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
How's everybody doing? Everybody miss me? I guess I was here last week. It is a blur, honestly. I don't remember working Thursday. I remember like Saturday afternoon. From like Thursday morning, Saturday afternoon, just a wash. Just a wash.
Never fun.
No. Thanks for all the well wishes, everyone. Much appreciated.
Yeah, we need a lot of those. Say the wife just lost her mom the other day, her beautiful mom. So all the love will be appreciated to the wife.
Yeah, definitely keep the Brady family and everyone in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be an extremely rough year for my family. A lot of loss already and a lot of family members in kind of dire straits. Bad ways. So all the extra love is appreciated.
Yeah. Seems like when it rains, it pours. The old cliche.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's terrible. It is terrible. Hopefully things start to turn back around a little bit.
Yeah. It's rough, just keep trucking forward all the time.
Oh, I know. Yep, it's not fun. Loss is a hard thing for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just one of them inevitables that we all have to deal with at some point. Unfortunately. But we can keep it in our best wishes that we move on after this place.
Yeah.
Keep on being fucking weirdos.
It's the only thing we're good at.
I know. Maybe that's when life gets extra weird. But I don't know. Life's pretty weird right now.
Oh, man. I didn't really keep track of a whole lot over the weekend. Like I said, I was kind of probably a paranormal entity myself with the amount of medication I had in my system.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. It was my little brother's birthday. Everybody wish. Oh,
happy birthday, Dilma. Happy
birthday wish in the chat.
Happy birthday, Dilmo.
What was I going to say? Oh, I did with my downtime get to watch that TMZ documentary on the UAPs.
Yeah.
Which that was pretty interesting. That was pretty interesting. If anyone has not seen it, it's worth checking out. Nothing really new at this point because everything that was released on there has been all over the internet, but it is kind of interesting to hear it from directly from Corbell's mouth. And there's one part in the second episode that gets kind of real serious and real whenever the interviewer asks him if he's worried about releasing all this stuff. He's real cocky right off the rip, and he's like, "I'm a journalist, you know, I'm bulletproof, basically."
Oh, that's not true.
And then he sat there and he was thinking about it, and he goes, "Give me a minute." And then they cut back in, and he's like, "He goes, I have no idea what I'm doing." He goes, "I don't know." Yeah, it was crazy the way his demeanor. Because if you ever listen to Corbell speak, he's real forward, real kind of like cocky. He was like, "I'm a journalist. I'm untouchable." And he sits there and kind of thinks about it. And he goes, "Give me a minute."
He's like, "That's not true."
Yeah, he goes, "I have been threatened." He goes, "A lot of things have went on." He goes, "And I have no idea what I'm doing at this point." He goes, "I don't know what could happen."
It's an interesting position to be in.
Yeah, well, too late for him to think about that now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Kick the door down on that hornet's nest.
It's already out. So what's gonna happen happens.
Yeah. Well, I started watching Hellier again. I got through most of the first episode. It's still got that vibe, man.
Just weird.
Yeah.
Kind of pull you in a little bit.
Yeah, it makes you want to go look for weird shit. Makes you want to get that next email. Makes you want to get that next like DM that's cryptic. You don't know what's going on. And well, I'm trying to think of what else I saw. Like I said, I haven't been much on anything really. I did see that.
Did you see that the WEF is planning for the next one?
That disease X. Yeah, I keep hearing him talk about it.
Yeah, I was looking into it a little bit.
I think I had it this weekend.
Probably. Probably. So it's, I don't know how I feel about it. I have to dig into it more, but it's interesting to say the least because of the circumstances of the last one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody's fully convinced that they knew that last one was coming well before it ever hit. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. And the more you logically break down the last one, the more you just kind of are like, huh? What happened there?
Yeah.
What happened?
It is crazy that they essentially put all this shit out before it happens and then it does happen. I guess it's not crazy, but
like to the T.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the course.
It is. It's weird watching the world unravel itself because at this point in the paranormal journey, I feel like the waters are muddier than they've ever been. I really do. I feel like they have capitalized on the self-consumption of the general public. They use conspiracies and the people involved in them. Like they just play fiddles with them.
Oh yeah.
Cause I just feel like they figured it out and they just, I just feel like manipulation is at an all-time high. I really do. Because you can't tell what's real and what's not anymore.
No.
You just can't. Like, it's impossible. Because I saw Joe Rogan, I don't know what you'd call it, they reposted it on Instagram, this guy breaking down the media. And it was they were protesting whatever it was. I mean, it was political bullshit. But they literally had two different signs. Like they were holding it and like it said something stupid political and all these reporters were there and they're taking pictures of it. And then it took a break and then flipped the signs and it said the complete opposite. And then all the reporters took pictures of it.
It makes you think about what we talked about last week where we'll sit here and have a conversation and then people get back to us about the complete opposite conversation. And it really makes you wonder about the media you put out compared to the media that's consumed by your listeners and your followers, if there's something behind the scenes kind of you know, manipulating that to whoever it goes to.
Yeah.
Because we would never know. Because we get those messages where it's like, yeah, I agree with you. And it's completely the opposite of what we talked about or where we stand. And I mean, who's to say that everybody's media consumption is programmed exactly to what they want to hear?
I think it is. To be 100% honest, I think it is. That's why I think you can't. Which we've talked about, you know, we expressed it from day one. You have to learn to read between the lines for yourself. Like, you have to, because you can't, in today's world, you cannot take what I say as gospel. You just can't do it. I mean, I'm not here to lead anybody astray, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, even the people that you love the most, you can't. I just feel like the echo chambers are at an all-time high. And like you said, the way they curate everything, what you want to hear. It's not what you need to hear. It's what you want to hear.
Oh yeah. And
you know, then they need you to hear it because they need you to stay exactly where you are.
And they don't even like, I don't even feel like they have to manipulate that much at this point. Like everything's
No.
I saw a meme that I kind of quoted and put in the Discord earlier today. It is par the course of how the world is today. And it said, people in 2020, oh no, they're trying to microchip us with the vaccines. And then it said, people in 2024, after Elon Musk really puts a microchip in a human, and they're like, haha, sick.
Oh, it's true. It's 100% true.
Yeah, it is crazy.
And you know that day is coming. That's not far off at all. Where people are going to want to merge with machine.
They successfully did it within the last like 2 days. The first human trial was successful, whatever that means.
Because think about all the upsides of merging with a machine. Stronger, faster, smarter. Who knows how long it could expand your life? And I just think it's going to be
Ultron.
Too appealing for people to say no.
Yeah, that's 100% to us. People who refuse it will be the odd ones out.
Oh, for sure. Like, and once that ball gets rolling, I don't think it's going to ever stop because, you know, if you, like I was thinking about the other day, you take in example, like the military, like once that process is perfected, I could see it being a requirement. If you join the military, like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to amputate your limbs and we're going to put robot arms on because that way you're stronger, you're faster, and you're never going to get tired. Because mechanical legs don't get tired. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because what would be the point of putting you and me on the battlefield with T-1000s or, you know, whatever?
Regular humans become obsolete.
Exactly. You know, we would just get turned to pulp.
Yeah.
One robot soldier would hit us in the head and we'd be done. Just dunk.
That'd be the worst.
Oh, dude, it'd be terrible. You and me try running and like they're just jogging and not even breaking a sweat. And you and me are 30 yards in and out of breath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going out, it ain't going to be out of breath. Let's just get it over with.
For sure.
Ain't going down with my knees hurting. Just get it. Paranormal Trucker, thanks for the feel better vibes. I am feeling better compared to what I was Saturday and Friday and Thursday. But we're getting there. We're getting there.
That's what we like to hear. It's just, I don't know. The world has become such a bizarre place to see mainstream people like just go hard in the paint with conspiracy and the absolute unexplained. I don't know, man. it's just been, it's been just unreal of late. And every time I pay more and more attention, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
It really is. It really is.
I what made me curious about that Disease X was that one, some dude, I forget his name, but he's making his rounds on Rumble right now. He linked it to the Space Force.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to dig into it, because I'm like, okay, I got to know. And he was just like real vague, cryptic about it. He stood in front of Napoleon's, I guess, burial chamber.
What?
It was fucking bizarre, dude. Absolutely bizarre. And I think he might have quoted Napoleon. And just like, it was like an overall warning about Space Force and Disease X.
I mean, at this point,
I know his father was one of the members of the World Economic Forum and stuff. I don't know. It's just a big,
you have to big send conspiracy.
Yeah. It. And I was like, I gotta try to dig into this and see if there's anything there. But once you start digging around on the internet for certain things, and it just kind of gets moved around and shuffled where you can't find crap.
Yeah. I was looking around on Twitter a little bit today when I had some downtime at work, and there was a discussion about disclosure, and someone brought up a really, really good point that everybody keeps waiting on the government for disclosure, right? Like, when's the government going to release disclosure? When's the government going to release disclosure? Well, these entities are so, I know I took a whole hard left turn here, but if they are so far advanced and so much ahead of the human race, why are they waiting on the government for disclosure when they can just come out en masse and say, yo, we're here, surprise? You know what I mean? That aspect of it kind of, I never really thought about it before, I guess. But sitting there thinking about it, that aspect of it makes that whole section of the phenomenon come across really weird to me now.
Like, why they're not mass exposing?
Why the government's at the top for the trickle down information when, if these entities are so far advanced, when they can just be like, hey, we're not.
Well, I mean, it's kind of going off the deep end. But you have the rumors that there are backroom deals with said beings. You have the universe's karmic law that you hear about in conversations. Then you hear about, which to me is the most bizarre sounding version of it. You have the talk of like some type of, the best way I could explain it would be some type of intergalactic council, like
police force.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought about that too a little bit,
you know, and I know it sounds fucking crazy, but so doesn't interdimensional beings popping up at a Miami mall. Both of them sound fucking crazy. So, I mean, there could be a whole plethora of reasons why they don't. Dude, I mean, I would even throw, I mean, anything at this point, I would not throw out or rule out. CERN cracked open a hole and they can only pop in once in a while. I don't know. You know, and if these things rely on some type of technology, well, maybe it's hard to run this technology. You know, maybe they only get to do it once in a while. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that question, but
Yeah, it sat with me weird when you think about it, you know, like,
oh, for sure, for sure. Because even if they didn't have what you would consider like being hyper advanced, even if they just had the ability, because they were a sixth dimensional being that they could just do whatever it wants, essentially. Realistically, like you said, what, even if there's only one terrorizing the planet, what are we going to do to it? Nothing. Not a thing. Yeah, that's it. We wouldn't, it would be able to do whatever it wanted. So there has to be, logically, there has to be some type of barrier or some type of guideline that's preventing it. Because I'm not going to accept that it's all made up. We've come a little too far for that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is neither here nor there, but it also made me think. I saw that Robert Bigelow donated to Trump campaign, which is neither here nor there, but it made me think about when we were Egerson and they emailed you back.
It is strange.
That aspect of that whole scenario is the weirdest shit to me in the world. When I agree. Think about it.
I agree.
I don't even know if we talked about that. I know we've mentioned it a couple times here or there, but yeah. I don't think we talked about it in the actual like whole scheme of Egress. When we were going hard in the paint, Kyle was throwing haymakers at everybody and he just emailed Bigelow Technologies or whatever it is.
Well, I was just following my intuition because it was like while we were dealing with Egress, I kept saying to you, it felt like we were connected to something. And I don't know what spun it, but there were these like incidents that happened where they made sense to me. And I cannot sit here and tell you exactly which ones they were, but I know for certain that one day out of the blue, which I mean, if you think about it, it does happen with Rogan, but Bigelow sits in with Rogan. And so I'm like, well, I got to listen to it. So I start listening to it and he starts going on this spiel about starting a contest for the best proof of life after death. Like that's his new focus in life. And just the way he was talking and acting, I don't know. It made sense to me for whatever reason. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to email him and see if they have any connection to Egress at all. And so I shot the email and all I got back was N-O. There wasn't like, thank you for contacting, you know, Bigelow Industries. You know, we are not part of Egress Industries. We don't even know who they are, blah, 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 blah. No, it was just N-O. No, sincerely, thank you. Nothing. It'd be like if somebody emailed us and all we did was go, no. And then send.
That's the craziest. Well, not the craziest, but one of the crazy parts is that like they didn't even have to respond. You know what I mean?
I didn't expect a response at all.
It almost feels like they were distancing themselves from whatever it is.
Oh, that's 100% how I felt. Like they were like, we want no part of this. Goodbye.
N-O.
That's it. That's all it was. I don't even think it was capitalized. I think it was lowercase. It was just no. I wish I still had the email. I wish I wasn't such a clean freak and cleaned everything out. Because I can remember I even sent it from, I might be able to find it, but I even sent it from my personal email because I didn't want to make the connection that we were a podcast looking into something. I just wanted it to be a random person emailing it.
Yeah.
And that's what I got back.
And at that point, which was probably what, 2021? Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
We were still small circles at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I just didn't want them to see podcast and think, oh, yeah. Here we are with some nutballs trying to, you know, get Bigelow on the show or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be cool. I'd sit down and talk with him, and I'd ask him to his face. I'd just be like, hey, are you part of Acres Industries, or do you know anything about it or anything?
He'd say, did you forget that email I sent you?
It would be awesome if he just logged off at that point.
That would be
just completely
awesome.
left the interview. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, everyone smash the like button and shout at strangers about the show, like Twiz says.
Yeah, please. That'd be appreciated.
Yeah, but now we went full circle. Rewatching Hellier just makes you want something like that to happen. Like just something out of pocket, no explanation, just to get dropped in your lap, dropped in your email, dropped wherever. Because chasing shit like that is...
it's fun.
It is.
It's scary, but it's hella fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it would just kind of be cool to be back in the shit a little bit.
Yeah. Bam Bam Robert Bigelow. That is his name from now on.
Hell yeah.
If he comes on the show, I'm going to only refer to him as that.
I mean, Twiz, I could try to get Bigelow on the show, but I highly doubt he'll even bat an eye at us.
I mean, he did email you back.
Well, somebody there emailed me back. I wouldn't say it was him.
Yeah. Uh-oh. JJ said, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. I think the ship has already sailed on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just kind of is what it is at this point. Fuck it. You know, I'll
chat. Everybody's telling me
to send Bigelow an email. I guess I'll send him another email. And I mean, we are on a talking basis at this point, so I built up a little bit of rapport with him.
You're like, hey, you want to come on the show? And he just forwards the response from the last one.
I hope so. I hope so.
JC, yeah, I am still here, still kicking. Not back to 100% yet, but I'm close. I'm feeling quite a bit better. Still got a cough, as you all get to listen to. Still a little bit congested, so you also get to listen to me sniff a lot. I know people love that on the show.
Yeah, I'll get over
it. But we're getting there.
Just like people love when you spread myths about the capacity of your brain that you use.
Oh, did we get something?
Yeah, it was a comment. It was funny. I Googled it and I stand corrected. It is a whopping 35% of our brains that we're capable of using.
Well, maybe if you were able to use 40, you would have known that.
This is true.
I saw somebody ask what Hellier is. It is
weird.
Is it a documentary? Yeah. I mean, technically,
it's like a docuseries.
Yeah.
Docuseries.
It's on Amazon.
I think so. Yeah.
Greg and Dana Newkirk and the Planet Weird people made it a couple years back. There's two seasons now, but the first one is really well done. About Greg and Dana, they were ghost hunters, and they got this weird email about these entities coming out of this mine in Kentucky, little weird alien kind of Kentucky goblin kind of things, and it just spins off the rails from there. It's worth a watch, especially if you haven't seen it.
I enjoyed the first season a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Bigelow and a Hollis Guy Beanie. I'll just message them and be like, hey, why don't you send us an address? Because I know Bigelow's down with the beanies. I'm gonna hook him up. And they'd probably just be no. But everything's worth a shot. I mean, hell, we paid for a promotion that we never got. So we tried.
And then I mean, he might be back. Has anybody else put any out?
Not that I've seen.
I think he probably got in well over his head when he was like, anybody who buys these in the first 48 hours, he probably has like 2,000.
I'm pretty sure that when I sent it, we were only like, it was only like 6 hours in too.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably just cashed our check and said, see ya.
I would not doubt it at all. It was a decent marketing play. I'll give you that.
Yes. Yes.
It cost us $25 to be let down by somebody cool. So thank you.
There's still time though.
If he comes through, I'll retract my statement. But until then,
I dig it.
Yeah, I'm all about being able to change my mind whenever I want. You gotta adapt, man.
You do. You
can't just be married to one thing.
Adapt and move forward.
That's right. Your ideas, they gotta be able to change.
Morph. You gotta morph.
I like morph. I like morph.
Trying to think of anything else weird going on. Like I said, most of my week kind of felt like it didn't happen. I know it did.
It probably didn't.
I may have been in a NyQuil Mucinex induced coma.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. No.
NyQuil's good for when you need to go night night.
And I did.
Yeah. So it's pretty fucking solid sometimes. That's usually my go-to whenever I'm like when I'm feeling trash.
I don't remember driving home.
I'll be like, let me get this NyQuil.
But I made it, I guess.
I would say so.
Yeah. As I quantum leaped into a new timeline.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but this timeline still sucks.
Apparently, I didn't hit that point, JJ. The hallucinogenic NyQuil. I took a lot, and I don't remember if I was hallucinating. It wasn't good enough for me to remember.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Sudafed dream. Robitussin. Tussin.
That's a dumb word, Sudafed.
Because it has feds in it. Nerds.
It is straight up nerd stuff. I can't think of much either of what has been going on of late. I know the heavy prophecy from my episode where America is getting ready to go through two civil wars. It could be something. Something to that.
Yeah.
Might be something to that.
What do you think we'll do first? Civil War or World War III?
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like World War III.
Think so?
Yeah, I honestly, and this is probably going to piss a lot of people off, I don't think there's enough ballsy people to do Civil War. Not without a big ignition source.
Yeah, I get that too.
Because I think we're just so used to just laying down, honestly. Me and Brother John were talking about it today.
Twiz just hit it out of the park before he said it. Americans are too complacent.
There you go. That's exactly what we were talking about. I'm like, we are literally the people that will get 15 years added to our retirement. And we're going to be like, fuck, this sucks while we're doing our job.
Oh, dude, I know. I was thinking about that the other day.
A revolution, but we're at work and you and me are next to each other on the assembly line going, man, can you believe this shit? They added 15 years to our damn retirement.
Yeah.
I know, Kyle. This is trash.
The government takes since it's tax season. And I'm like,
everything.
Yeah. They easily take half of what we make.
Oh, yeah. Bro, it's 100% about being right where you are for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
They don't want you to move up because that's bad for them.
Yeah. There's not enough room at the top 1%.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. That's why it's the 1% and not the 50%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although there were a lot of fun facts in my episode that I wish you were there for.
I remember when we were talking about it the last week we recorded, and I was stoked to sit in on it. But hey, Holocult, if you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO. I'm like, bro, that is not.
Yeah, and that's all I had. That's all I had in the chamber, so I had to go with what I had. But there was a part on Atlantis and shit like that. And I'm like, man, Steve did that episode where there was the craft in the ocean, or the spot in the ocean where people were going missing. And they theorized that it was an actual craft down there, and they were attacking people as they got close.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, he could probably elaborate on this a little bit. And he was another one that said that our DNA was altered to shorten our lifespan.
They're shortening our lifespan, but they're extending our retirement.
Yeah, I even said that because he theorized that at some point, which is kind of weird if you think about it, because he said at some point we'll figure it out. Scientists will figure out how to unlock our DNA again and restore our original lifespan. However, it's also prophesized that in 2029 or 2036, we're going to get hit by asteroid Apophis. Apophis, is that right?
That sounds right.
I think it's Apophis. He said if it misses us in 29, it'll loop back around and hit us. It's going to hit around Central Europe or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Something like that, yeah. And apparently there is a way to stop that from happening, but it's going to require world scientific unity, and that's probably not going to happen.
No.
Actually, you know what? It's definitely not going to happen.
No. You lost everyone at unity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how that goes. But it's weird. Like, it's as many red flags as there were with that dude, I still can't explain his predictions. I don't know. Like, and you try to be smart and factor in the human element to people like that, but there's just still so much unknown information that you can only make so much of a guesstimate with them.
Did he really
good question.
Take pictures of pterodactyls?
I don't know.
I hope
it's questionable. Some of his pictures are highly questionable. Some of them you're kind of like, well, damn.
Yeah, I mean, if there is anywhere where pterodactyls still exist, it's going to be Atlantis.
Project Red, there is a place where you can read them all. It's on, I think it's theyfly.com. I think this is a website. Just all you'd have to do is like Google Billy Meyer predictions, and you'll end up on the website. I think it's theyfly.com. I could be wrong. And they're extremely long.
Pterodactyls do fly. So it's not just a clever name.
That's true. I did see a question: under what threat would humans actually stick together? It would have to be impending doom. Like blatant. I feel like it would have to be Independence Day style invasion for everybody to be like, oh shit, we need to help each other.
Yeah, it would have to be something.
It'd have to be blatant.
Real bad.
It'd have to be blatant.
Because humans are good at not liking each other.
Very.
Killing each other. And
like, it couldn't be like six giant UFOs over
Walmart.
I was going to say like a country, like Germany or something. Because you know other countries are going to be like, well, that's not our fucking problem. That's their problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd have to be like global invasion. Mm-hmm.
And even then, if these things were intelligent, you could also see this playing out. If they were intelligent and they had the ability to communicate with other countries, what if they were just like, yo, Canada, if you work with us, we'll make it not so bad for you.
Yeah. We'll kill you last.
Yeah.
We'll or eat like, your citizens last.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever the you know that some people are going to go, okay. Yes.
That's
we'll definitely
immediately
work with
what
you.
I was thinking. I'm 100%. Like, there are going to be some turds that are like, hey, we'll work with you if you kill 100%. Us less painfully.
100%. Without question. People suck like that. And that's not me being a downer. That is me being a realist. People are not that cool.
No.
I'm not trying to pick on Canada. I apologize. It was just one that popped in my head.
Maybe that's why they aren't full-scale invading. Better to let us stay divided. Nowhere in my brain feel like if these entities are that much advanced that they see us a threat at all.
No, absolutely not. No way. Because even if, realistically, think about it, even if, because you could argue that the government, the elites of the world, their technology, I saw a comment the other day, 500 times what we currently have. Even if that's the case, the mass problem with that is the population of the world is not in the same boat. So you might have that gnar-ass laser that can shoot a lot of stuff out of the sky. However, you're the only one. Therefore, the rest of the planet is under siege.
Yeah, I feel like the most threatening we could probably be is we're like gorillas at the zoo that somebody like dropped a box of matches in there and we're just like messing with them, you know, like it could burn the whole zoo down, but we're just gonna sit back here and watch, see what happens, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like they got nuclear capabilities, but they just keep pointing them at each other and shooting them at each other and stuff. So we're just going to sit back, see what happens.
Let them do their thing.
Yeah. Is there... Jeez,
I didn't know randomly mentioning countries would cause such
a dilemma. You have caused...
It's so ridiculous.
A civil war in the chat.
I'm just going to start making up stuff now. Country names, anyways. People are way too offended by dumbass analogy.
Yeah. Hollow Sky Mob. I like that.
Hell yeah. I like the Slipknot quote in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the chat is definitely Civil War. Whatevs.
Is it a Civil War if it's Canada versus the United States?
Yeah, because Hollow Nation supersedes.
True.
So.
It's a one world hollow government.
That's right. We are. Well,
Twiz just declared war on Canada.
Of course he did.
We'll allow it. We'll allow it. The declaration stands.
Oh, it's awesome.
Declaration stands.
Any
who do we think are misinformation agents?
Like in current time?
Yeah.
Or just overall?
I don't know. Honestly, there's so much bickering, like as far as like disclosure and UFOs go, there's so much bickering back and forth. I feel like there's a good chance that everybody could be a disinformation agent and they just don't know it yet.
Facts. Sorry, absolute facts. Had to throw that out there.
Yeah. Goddamn. I feel like a lot of people could be disinformation agents, whether they know it or not.
I was going to say that. I feel like essentially everyone is in a weird way. Like your media outlets, 100%. That's all disinformation and shit stirring. Social media stuff, 99.8% of that stuff is all bullshit.
Because if you think about it, like the ones making the biggest waves are the ones who have just primarily heard things through the grapevine.
Oh, yeah, heard absolutely.
Down the path. So they are taking what they have been told by experiencers and what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah. Anyway, taking that as truth and then putting it out there, which I feel like is not a total bad thing.
No, that's because it keeps the conversation
moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It keeps people talking about it. But
the problem is that whenever you're purposely deceiving said person to get a ultra deceiving scenario, story, experience out there to muddy the water on purpose. Yeah. And it does kind of suck. Man, I feel like I got something in my eyeball. Not fun. But I don't know. I feel like most people are probably disinformation agents. Like Steve said, whether they know it or not. I think they figured out a way to profit off of all that shit. The disinformation, the propaganda, the confusion, the anger of anger is such a motivator when it comes to all that. Anger and fear are probably the two biggest motivators.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, anger and fear typically results in dollar signs for the upper class.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's weird if you think about it. Like if all of the hollow cult got together at a function and we're all happy and just share love with each other, our brains don't go, fuck, an asteroid's coming, I gotta go buy shit. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, like joy and love typically doesn't result in like a panic situation where you're like, I have to go prepare or get this, or there's no, like, love and joy doesn't equate to like greed or envy or anything else. It just, like, everybody's content in that moment, right? Like,
yeah,
you don't even want to, the only thing you want to do is live in and exist in that moment. You don't want anything to change. But when you're angry or envious or scared, you're typically looking for something.
Yeah.
Something to fill those voids and make it better.
Yep. Jader hit it. It's our bread and butter, fear and hate.
It's crazy. And I know that there's been several times where I've gotten kind of tripped up in that, where you're like, well, I better go out and get some of this shit.
Yep.
You know, I better get it.
How our brains are wired, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is strange. And it sucks too, because when you realize that, you're like, fuck. Think about how easily I just got played right there.
Yep.
You know, when I hate to bring it up, but whenever they're like, oh, we're going to track or ban all pew-pew stuff, everybody's like, well, shit, I better go out and get stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I enjoy those things. So in my head, I'm like, fuck, you know, you go and then you kind of rush around to try to find stuff.
Spend that money, baby. Yeah.
And then months down the road, nothing fucking happens. Prices went up. Sure. But prices went up on everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that. And there wasn't like, it was gone forever or I don't know. I just feel like there's so many purposeful smoke and mirrors that get set in front of you. Almost like we were talking about earlier, how your social media is specifically curated. Well, so aren't these little mini catastrophes, so to speak. I feel like they're directed at specific consumer markets.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to tap into the 2A people this time. Oh, we're going to tap into the vegans this time. And they just kind of keep shuffling it around.
Yeah. I feel like probably our biggest curse as a species is that we are horribly predictable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and for once, sure. Especially with our consumerism, we follow the same path consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently.
Oh yeah, and we're all blatantly guilty of that.
Oh yeah.
If you say you're not, you're a liar. I'm sorry.
You can try to hide from it, but it's like you're ingrained.
Yeah.
Look at any kind of like consumer marketing. Yeah, look at any kind of consumer marketing. I remember sitting in Pepsi sales meetings, and the consumer marketing, you're like, as deep as they dig into this, even from like can style to color coordination to where they put stuff in the stores, like it is primed for simple human brains to do what we've always done, just continue the path that we do all the time, you know.
Like Walmart constantly changes their stuff around, and that's done on purpose, so that way people have to walk around and explore more, and then they see something shiny and they're like, oh shit, I forgot I needed one of these. Then yep. You buy it.
Yeah. I mean, even if you didn't need it.
It's wild, man.
You buy it.
It's wild. It's kind of cool because I'm kind of like mentally falling back into this conspiracy rut where I'm really vibing the conspiracy stuff here lately. It's been scratching that itch for me.
Yeah, we are definitely creatures of habit. Creatures.
Oh, for sure. And that's something I try to bring to the table when we talk about some of these cases, like with my Billy Meyer episode, how like you look at some of these guys' photos, and some of them for me are incredibly hard to be like, yeah, this is fake. And like I told everybody in the episode, I mean, everybody in here has probably seen one because it's actually the I Want to Believe poster from the X-Files. That's one of his photos. So almost everybody has seen one of his pictures. Oh, if you've seen wild. X-Files, yeah, if you've seen X-Files and you've seen the I Want to Believe poster, that is from his photo book.
That is wild.
Yeah. And so some of them are, they're incredible, you know? And then there's some of them where, like the one with the pterodactyl, there's that picture, and then there's a book cover that somebody found, and I don't remember what the book was called. I could find it if I need to, but the picture he took is virtually identical to the pterodactyl on the cover of this book, except his is a little bit more blurry and grainy around the edges. So you don't know if he manipulated that photo somehow, because I think he took those photos in like the 70s.
Damn it, Billy.
So it's not like he had Photoshop, right?
He just shook the book as he took the picture.
Maybe, I don't know. But it makes you wonder, like I brought up in the show, you know, was this guy actually genuinely experiencing things? And I know he plays modest. He plays like I'm not that important of a person. But what if some of these pictures are real and some of them aren't? Because kind of like us with Egress, at a certain point, it starts to dwindle and he's not ready to let that go yet. Where we let it dwindle. It's like, all right, whatever, it's done, it's over with. There's nothing new to kind of, and we do reference it, but it was a wild time in our life. However,
I called the number for like 4 months straight.
Yeah.
I feel you, Billy.
Right. So it made me wonder if he tried to drum back up that like rush he was looking for, almost like a drug addict, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
And then there's also things to consider him working in law. I guess it would be law enforcement. I'm not 100% sure. But after he got out of the French Foreign Legion, he went to the Middle East apparently and began hunting serial killers and shit like that to bring them to justice. And he earned like a moniker with all of them, and they used to call him the Phantom.
Billy Badass. It almost
makes me wonder if he didn't work with some type of intelligence agency. And if that's the case, well, there's a whole new spin to the entire situation.
That's true.
You know, so it's, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, you can't argue his predictions. And what is potentially scarier, now that I think about it, if he actually did work with some type of intelligence agency, because we've heard of the Yellow Cube, and I think it's the Chronovisor, these devices that allow you to see into the future. Imagine the manipulation power an intelligence agency could do with that type of information. You could, because the best way to fool people is to give them a little nuggets of truth. You know,
spin it.
Yeah, rightfully predict a couple of them and then start putting in your shit so you can further guide the herd, so to speak.
Yep, spin it.
I don't know, man. It's weird. The whole story is bizarre with Billy. But the cool thing about it is that him and his people, they're open to any challenge anybody has. You can get a hold of them and challenge them, and they'll present the proof, apparently.
That's crazy. I wonder how many of his predictions have came true so far.
I think they estimated 250.
How many did he make? I wonder, like, what is his percentage?
I'm not sure.
Which has more predictions than I got true. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the Billy Meier case is interesting.
Yeah, I had seen a little bit on him years ago before we started the show, because I vaguely remember some of the photos. I remember, I don't know if I watched a documentary or if I was just snooping around on the internet or what I was doing, but I remember the photo albums and it had having the pterodactyls and shit in it.
I'm ready for a good conspiracy one, though. Or what else would I be feeling? Your Hellfire Farm one was pretty wild. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, Hellfire.
Something along those lines. That's where I'm kind of vibing right now.
I want to go investigate the Hellfire Farm, but that's a long way away.
Yeah, I'm not that big on crossing oceans if I don't have to.
Yeah, I get that. Speaking of conspiracy, I did watch, like, I was documentary in here Sunday. I watched this. I can't remember if it was, what it was from, but it was called The Fifth Plane, and it was about 9/11. And this plane that they grounded at JFK after the whole attack began, and they were interviewing the pilots and the crew and staff and stuff, and they were talking about these, there were four people in first class, they were acting all weird, they kept trying to get the plane to take off because something happened, and they had pushed back the takeoff time a little bit, and these four people in first class were like, we need to go, we need to get this plane off the ground, yada 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 yada. Well, about that time it started coming through that they were hijacking planes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately ground all the planes in JFK and evacuate. And the pilot said, I got the most chilling call I'd ever received from our air traffic controller. He said, we are grounding all flights. Evacuate the plane. You are on your own.
Oh, shit.
He's like, at that point, he's like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But anyway, long story short, they start looking in to this plane. I think it was flight 23 or whatever it is. I can't remember. But the plane that was parked next to it, they said that they had evacuated the few passengers they had on, right? And then the crew gets out. When they come back through, the bottom panels on the plane, like to get in from the underneath into the cabin, are open. They're popped off, which the people on the plane were like, well, this couldn't have happened because they're right in the doorways, right? You can't get off if these panels are lifted. The carpet's pulled up and these panels are open. So they're assuming that someone on the ground had something to do with this plane. So they're doing an investigation and stuff. And then I guess the big head of JFK Airport contacts the pilot afterwards and told them that the plane next to them on the runway that was one digit different from their flight number, their nose number, they found a bunch of box cutters in the back of the seats in first class. Oh. So I think somebody on the ground was supposed to get it into that plane, but just misread the numbers. It was crazy. It was like an hour long.
That's scary.
But I was going down that rabbit hole and it was like, holy shit. Because they said the four people in first class they were evacuating and they kept asking, did one get the White House? Did one get the White House? Which is weird because one didn't.
Yeah. We ought to do an episode on that one day.
Yeah. If you get it might be on Tubi. I don't know. I was watching Tubi for being free. Tubi's not bad. Not sponsored, but. But I did watch that, and that was weird. Once they got to that point where they're like, when they went through the plane next to us, they did find box cutters tucked into the back seats of the first class, like two or three tucked into the back seat of first class.
That's scary.
And that plane had no passengers on it. It was still parked, so it's not like someone got them on there and put them on there. They think somebody was on the ground helping them.
Right.
pretty fucked up.
Man, I'll try to fight people with box cutters.
Oh yeah. Bro, box cutter blades like this big. Like you're not even hitting anything vital on me.
It's gonna fucking like hurt.
4-inch blade before you get even into anything good.
Yeah. Let's not lie, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
But if there's a bunch of us, we got
cut myself with a box cutter.
Yeah. Oh, thinking of a box cutter cut makes me feel gross.
Yeah. Ugh. It hurts.
It's like it'd be like the most gnarliest paper cut ever. That's kind of how I equate it. Oh, yeah. Gnarliest paper cut.
You know what's going to hurt even more than that? Being in a plane that hits a building.
True.
So you got to weigh your options. What else did they say? Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, like, one of the people in the first class, they said there was a young boy, probably 8 or 9 years old, and he kept asking to see the inside of the cockpit. Kept wanting to go in and see the controls, and they're like, no, we don't do that anymore, right?
Yeah.
So once they started finding out the planes were being taken over, the pilot and the co-pilot, they're like, we wedged our luggage underneath the door handle so nobody could get in. They said, we don't really have weapons in here. So we had a fire extinguisher, and then they had this little, like, it's like a panel axe where they can, like, pry the panels off the side of the plane if they got to get out and shit.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, something's better than nothing.
Yeah.
A fire extinguisher upside the head's not going to feel good.
I think Bernie just called me fat.
He kind of did.
Yeah.
And Burton donated $2 and said, thanks for signing the poster.
Oh, you're shit. Much welcome. Shout out Burton, local legend, the local legend himself. Glad That's it love. Made it. Oh. Just kind of.
Yeah, that would have been a terrifying situation, though. I'm trying to be on. I don't know. Not cool.
No.
Not cool.
But it was interesting. It was an interesting take because they interviewed a lot of the people, like the flight attendants and the pilot, and it was definitely made you think.
Yeah, it's terrifying to be that vulnerable in a situation.
Oh yeah. You're kind of at the mercy of whatever's going on in that plane once it's off the ground.
Yeah. Because, yeah, if the pilots go bye-bye, then... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know they try to walk you through it, but holy moly, could you imagine?
Yeah. No. I crash cars that I drive.
Bro. I would have a stroke. I would be under so much stress.
Me watching YouTube while I'm trying to fly.
Well, that's what. See, what would happen is
YouTube trying to drive.
What would happen is I would have to fly, and you would have to watch YouTube.
And I'm not talking about YouTube how to fly. I'm talking about like mystery channels on YouTube while you're trying to fly.
Then I would yell at you and say, "No, you have to tell me how to fly this plane. I can't do both at once."
I'd say, "What goes up must come down."
I'd say, "No, I'm landing this thing. I'm going to land it in a river."
You don't like water.
I know, but I'll be the next famous pilot. I forget his name, but it was like Bernie or something. I don't know.
Yeah, landing is the hard part.
Well, once obviously. It's in the air,
once it's in the air, you're good.
Yeah, it wouldn't
until be you gotta that come hard. Down.
That's what I'm saying. You got to watch videos on how to land.
I don't watch videos on YouTube how to drive whenever I'm watching YouTube as I'm driving.
Well, you have to whenever I'm... That's why you're not going to fly. I'll fly.
There's a lot of buttons and switches in the cockpit of a plane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know which ones to push.
Flip them all.
And the thing with headsets and communication, if it's anything like Call of Duty...
We're basically already pilots. It's always fuzzy.
That's true. That's true. And we could just get Adidas track suits, and then we're definitely going to be good pilots.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just be playing my Apple Music through the rest of the plane. New metal playlist.
Cool. I do like some new metal once in a while. At least we'll go down in style and with some good tunes.
Steven Rogers won't let me send super chat money.
Oh, Steve, speaking of which, this is way off the rails here. But since we didn't get to communicate prior the episode tonight, you know Limp Bizkit's coming to town?
Let's go.
That's where I'm at.
I'll go.
That's kind of where I'm at. Me and John talked about it.
I'm 100% game.
Yeah. All right. We'll have to link that up.
I need to get Fred Durst to wear a Hollis Guy shirt.
Obviously.
On stage.
Obviously. Just email him. Like, I emailed Bigelow. They're kind of the same.
I try to message him on TikTok all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he doesn't follow us, so I can't talk to him. His loss,
that makes
technically.
Sense. Yeah, I apologize that I went way hard there, but
no, the excitement is fully yeah, expected, and yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. Shauna brought it up to me the other day, and I was like, all right. She's like, you want to go? And I was like, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a good concert in a long time.
Hopefully Amir opens long for time. Them. They're coming back.
I saw they are on a hell of a lineup.
Yeah, I'm going.
They got a really good lineup.
Yeah.
Chad's still staying paranormal. We're derailing.
All right, guys. It's like me and Kyle didn't get to hang out this weekend and do weird stuff.
We didn't. And we're going to have to try to squeeze one in.
Yeah.
Prior before Monday. That's going to be difficult.
It'll be fine.
I'm going to be gone the next 3 days.
Well,
whole another state.
It might be a little bit difficult.
It's going to be a little bit difficult.
Could be difficult or could be fine.
It's probably going to be fine, though. It's probably going to be fine.
Yeah. If you don't think about it.
Yeah, but we do need to link up with JJ at some point and get her on the show.
Yes.
Speak on some strange things.
Yeah. We had been talking about it a little bit in the Discord chat.
Because I think from what you've told me, it'll probably make for a pretty interesting conversation.
Yeah. Squeeze one in. It is code Twiz. It's hollow speak.
For what?
For squeezing one in.
Oh, okay. Right.
You guys are wild in the chat tonight. We almost had a hundo again in here. I saw it at 99. I was even over here like creating.
Oh, I didn't even notice it.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
I didn't notice it.
You guys
know we kind of derailed. There's a lot that went on the past couple of days, so I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Nothing that it was our fault. Kind of out of control, but I hope that this year gets a little better.
Yeah.
So it's not a great start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a great start.
It's just coming in hot.
Yeah, we could use some cool stuff.
Hopefully I wake up to an email about a guy who's got goblins crawling out of the mines. I forgot how...
And it's local? That would be cool.
Yeah, I forgot how creepy the footprints on there were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like it was so... What's even crazier is that they 100% listened to our episode. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was back when Greg Newkirk didn't hate me.
This is true.
Us too, James. Us too. James says, I'm blown away there aren't more people in these live streams. You guys are like the underground of the paranormal.
I will take that title. I like that title.
You'd be surprised. Some people don't like us.
A lot of people don't like us.
Shocking.
A lot of people don't.
It's weird.
It's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. At least they're talking about us.
We get made fun of a lot.
We do. At least. Just listen to the Sky Meet episode. Did you ever get the Jelly Bean Sky Meet? No, we did get an email back, though. I talked to the OG Jelly Sky Meet Bean Man, and he said the company, the lab that created them has shut down since he had them made. But he was looking in to some other facets to try to get a new round made. And I'm like, we can help with the funding to get Sky Meat Beans.
That would be created. Fucking weird. I also feel a little weird that now that I think about it, it's kind of weird that he's like, I got the lab that made them. Just sounds a little sussy when you use the word lab.
Yeah.
Makes you
I don't feel
kind of weird. Greg
Newkirk hates me. I was just making that.
He 100% hates you.
I can't blame him.
And then me, guilty by association. So
yeah, sorry.
It is what it is, man. Not everything's a dub. Oh man!
Damn, that's a good turn.
Counter cool. I gotta get some knee work first.
Oh yeah, my back's not gonna handle pro wrestling.
Knee work and probably lots of steroids.
We could be announcers because technically we already have the equipment.
Oh shit, that would actually be really fun.
That'd be sick.
That would be a lot of fun.
Do you think that the lightning hit one of the flying jellyfish UFOs and created the meat shower?
I hope so. That's a great
theory. I do now. Now that you put that out there, Quinn, I do think that's what happened.
Yes, I like that. That is actually brilliant.
Would you guys do an interview with the Newkirks from Hellier? Have you reached out to them before? Yes, we would. And right when the first season dropped, we were kind of in communication on Twitter a little bit, but then
they got too big, way too fast.
Twitter is, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I still haven't had. What do you call that? We'll just say ultra dimensional beings contact me yet that I'm aware of.
Oh.
So I did kind of put that out on one of the night shifts that as long as you could communicate with me without freaking me out, we can hang out.
Meat jelly beans. If you listen to the Kentucky Meat Shower, I can't remember the title.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
If you listen to the Kentucky Meat Shower episode, we go into it. A guy actually, a professor at a college actually had jelly beans made from the flavor profile of the piece of sky meat that they kept. And he would let people try it. And I emailed him to see if there was any left so we could also try it. But unfortunately, there is not. See, I'm out here doing the hollow work for you guys. Trying to get you some meat beans. Some hollow snacks. And still some people don't appreciate it. Some people don't like us.
Why do I need to upgrade my internet? My internet's already max upgraded, Birdie.
I invented the internet.
This is true. I was there when he did it.
So, I'm not sure.
Steve Alien has fiber. Steve.
Yeah, I have fiber.
Yeah, I don't yet, but I will someday. I still have really fast internet, though.
Yeah. My fiber is optic.
Interesting.
There were no meat beans there. Where were there not meat beans at?
I don't know.
Twizen invented 40 and
Airways jelly bean buffet.
Oh, no, there were no meat beans. At 40.
I'm sorry to say this. I'm actually not a fan of jelly beans.
I'm indifferent. If I never eat a jelly bean again for the rest of my life, I don't think I would bat an eye, honestly.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like just, I don't despise them, but I'll never pick them. I would eat one if I had to.
A meat flavored jelly bean or just any jelly bean?
Any jelly bean.
Yeah, I'm just kind of.
I would try a meat flavored one, but it would be fucking strange.
Yeah, I would try it just because it's so weird.
No, now Twiz, come on. I like gummy bears and stuff. Those ain't bad.
40 and Airwaves 2.0 needs to happen. There was talks like that.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, that wasn't like we weren't in any way like associated with that being put together. Like we were asked to be there as guests. So where that goes from here, we are not sure. But there was talks in putting it together and possibly having it somewhere else in the country. That way other people have kind of an opportunity to try to get there and hang out. We've been looking at other cons coming. We've got to get to CryptidCon this year because the weird big haired alien guy is the first speaker that they announced. We got to go and give him a shirt.
All right, fuck it. Let's go. So we're at least going to show up.
Yeah. And just walk around and be rock stars because that's all we
ever do at CryptidCon.
We just do this the whole time.
I feel like we're still small peanuts for CryptidCon.
Yeah. And every other con.
That's true. The only one that felt at home. I mean, well, not the only one because the spiritual one definitely felt at home, but the 40 and one felt at home too.
Yeah. 40 and one was fun.
Yeah.
It was pretty smooth.
Like the other ones that we've gone to, we just kind of hover.
We hover.
Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. We hover.
Burton, CryptidCon is in Lexington and I'm not sure the dates. It's usually in the fall, late fall-ish, November-y, December, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's usually in the fall.
It's huge though. We didn't go last year, but we went the year before. Monstrous.
Did we? No, I thought we went last year.
No, we didn't go last year. We went the year before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, you're right. Yep, I remember now. But it was remember it was so much bigger than the first time we went.
Yeah, we were there, James. The Uncomfortable Convention. Well, that's 40 and Airwaves. Are you talking about Bigfoots and Brews? Yeah, he's done the second one. When last time I talked to him, he said the second one was also very successful. So I can see the third one definitely coming through.
Good.
I was supposed to go to that and just hang out, but something came up. I can't remember. I was just going to go and kick it. Is that the same time as the Mothman Festival? I think the Mothman Festival is in September. But I don't know. Don't quote me on that. There's so many fests and stuff now that like we're kind of in that whole niche. Like there are 100 different Bigfoot festivals and.
Yeah. Eric is a cool guy, James. He's definitely cool to be around.
Yeah. Yep.
It was solid. I'm looking forward to more.
He put us on for 40 and Airwaves. And when that was the first time we'd ever met him face to face. And it was just like hanging out with an old friend.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Bigfoot and Brews, September 14th.
Yeah, maybe we can swing it and make it. Just kind of depends on the schedule this year.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a hectic year.
Yeah.
I really do. I feel like it's going to get kind of crazy.
I'd like to go to Mothman. Just to walk around. I would also
like. Isn't that a crazy long drive for us?
Yeah, like 9 hours.
I thought it was longer than that.
Let's take a gander at the.
If it's 9 hours, that's not bad. I thought it was longer for some reason. I thought it was more like 14. Which I guess isn't crazy long. Arizona was crazy long.
Let's look. Point Pleasant, West Virginia, from here. 7 hours and 57 minutes.
Oh, shit, that ain't bad.
Mm-mm. Couldn't do it in a day. Well, I mean, there and back in a day.
That's actually shorter than what I'm doing tomorrow.
Can you fly? Yes. Not, I mean,
we can, technically. But
my wings, my arms get really tired. Did I? 14 was Devil's Crossroads. What?
I'm not sure what that means.
That's where the egress agent wanted us to meet. Was it the
Devil's Crossroads? Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that.
What a
nerd. Oh, okay. I got you. Gotcha.
For what? Do what now?
Maybe he was saying 14 hours was what it would have took us to get to the Devil's Crossroads, maybe?
No. That's what?
I don't know.
In Arkansas?
I don't know.
Alabama?
No, I thought it was Mississippi.
Mississippi? Louisiana? Somewhere.
It's south.
Yeah.
I bet if we just drove south, we'd get there eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mississippi. I was right. Score one for me.
Yeah.
That's the only point I'm going to make.
Devil's Crossroads.
It would be kind of cool to go there. I would go there.
You think egress agent Clarksdale, Mississippi? You think he's still waiting for us?
I hope so.
Clarksdale, Mississippi. How far is that?
You still have the coordinates you gave us?
6 hours and 20 minutes.
You still have the coordinates? The coordinates you gave us?
Yeah, I think I kept all of them.
Good. Let's go there sometime.
All right.
Just because. Why not?
We would have went this time, but he wouldn't show us his egress badge.
Also true.
Little scaredy boy.
He just talks shit.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're off.
And then tried making it our fault. Yeah, then took us off the mailing list. You're
off the email list. Shut up.
Sounds official.
You're on the nerd list. How's that? Got his ass.
John offered to drive.
All right, let's go.
Means I can do a lot of napping.
I nap when I drive.
Yeah. I see Buzz Lightyear when you drive.
That was coming back from Crypticon.
Yeah.
Get this.
That
was when we very first started in 2019. We thought we were going to go down there and everybody was going to recognize us from the like 12 listeners we had at that point. Yeah. Nobody did. We drove all the way down to Lexington. Hung out at Crypticon for like 6 hours. Then we're like, let's just go home.
So yeah, stop my forever drive.
And drive, make the drive all the way back.
It's the worst idea ever. I'm surprised we made it home.
I don't think we did. I think that timeline shut itself down.
I'm actually in agreement because I don't remember anything past Fairview.
We quantumly leaped to this timeline.
I think we may have not have made it in that timeline.
I feel like we quantumly leaped over the overpass when we were sleep driving.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that was a dumb idea. We were
100% sleep driving.
That was a stupid idea.
I was fighting so hard to stay awake, I started hallucinating.
Yeah, Kyle kept asking me if I saw Buzz Lightyear, and I wasn't seeing it. And then I was wondering if I was out of pocket or he was out of pocket, and
it was bad. It was
No, that was coming back from Dog Man that the Taco Bell guy happened.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is weird. That was weird.
And we saw the plane stuck in the sky on the way back from Dog Man.
Yeah.
I think it was that one, wasn't it? Yeah, it was that
probably.
One.
Probably.
I think so. I don't know. It's all a fucking blur anymore.
Where else did we go? We haven't been to that many. We've been to Dogman. We've been to Crypticon a couple times.
Yeah.
We've been to Van Meter Spirit, Visitor.
Oh, yeah. Van Meter. I forgot about Van Meter.
We've been to the Spirit Con a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the exact way the Taco Bell incident played out. What dude said? Well, I know we talked about it right when we got home.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I think over the intercom, he said you got Steve with you.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because yeah, he right. said you by name.
He said something else, too.
About, I don't remember what it was.
About the work we're doing. Something like that.
Oh, yeah, remember? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're doing, like, God's work or something.
Are you doing
like
good
that.
Work? Yeah.
Yeah, something to that effect.
We were coming back from Dogman for, I think, Olivia asking here. We were coming back from Dogman. It was bright and early. We got up and started trucking early, early. So we're in this tiny little, like, nowhere town. Kyle's like, let's go to Taco Bell and get some breakfast. I'm like, oh, all right, hell yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a must.
We go through the drive-through. Dude's super chipper, super happy on the drive-through. It's this little older guy. And
why do I have balloons? What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Why did that just happen?
Who sent Kyle the balloons?
Can people do that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Taco Bell.
Because I'm not touching anything.
Where's the option for that at?
Happy birthday, I don't fucking Kyle. Know.
Happy birthday, bud.
It's not my birthday. Not even close to my birthday.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention birthday.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. We're there. Guy's super chipper, super, super nice to us. We order our crunch wraps and then we get up to the window. And this is a town we've never been in, right? We're clear, like, we are not that, we're not recognized
mm-hmm.
outside of like our little community here. And we get there.
But we're not recognized in our own town.
That is true. That is also true. And the dude looks across and he goes, I see you got Steve with you. And I was like, excuse me? Because Kyle's driving and I'm sitting in the passenger seat. So you got Steve with you. And I didn't say anything at the time. But then as he handed us our food, he said, you said something along the lines of keep doing the good work or keep doing.
Yeah, and then he gave us free taco things where we get free tacos.
Oh yeah. Said keep doing the good work. And JJ's got a point. He might have wanted to ask to see his badge.
That would have been fucking weird.
He said, I see you got Steve with you there. And as we pull out, I'm like, Kyle, did that guy say my name? And Kyle's like,
100%.
Yeah, bro, you heard that too. I said, oh, cool. That's cool. I mean, the breakfast crunch wraps are slapping.
Absolutely. They were legitimately probably some of the best ones I've had. And like Steve said, dude was so chipper, just kind of made your morning. He was one of those guys where.
Yeah. Even if you're having a bad morning.
Great day. Yeah.
You encounter somebody like that and you're like, all right. All right. I can take some of that positive energy. You know,
I'm going to turn this frown upside down because of you today. So thank you.
Yeah, I want wherever that guy's at. I hope he's having a good day.
Absolutely.
It was weird though, having somebody you don't know say your name, because I 100% guarantee you that guy did not know us from the show.
No. And furthermore, he probably would have had to recognize it just by our voices coming over a shit intercom.
That's true. Because we weren't doing the live show during Dogman. This hadn't started yet. Weird and
very strange,
which kind of makes sense because you were the one that was talking through the intercom. And then when we get up there, he says, I see you got Steve with you.
It is weird, dude.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Maybe we got Crunchwrap roofied,
and that's why we hallucinated a plane that wasn't moving in the sky.
Yes.
That makes sense?
To me, it does.
And to me, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it doesn't weird. Matter. Roofies or not, those breakfast crunch wraps were banging.
Yeah.
Even with the roofies. And if it was a guardian angel with tacos, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah. That's totally a screen memory. That's terrifying.
I'm also okay with that, like, because the crunch wraps were still good. It's going to be hard to swing that one into a negative. Could have been. Crunch wraps are still good.
Burton's plug-in Van Meter at the Fifth Quarter Bar and Grill. Best chicken quesadilla I've ever had. That is all. I do like a good chicken quesadilla.
Are screen memories false memories? Yes and no?
Yes. Yeah, and because no. they technically didn't happen. I mean, they did happen, but they're not happening the way that you remember them.
Yeah, so yes and no.
Yeah.
100% yes and no.
Imagine if the Taco Bell... Sounds a little
confusing, but if you know, you know.
The Taco Bell wasn't real.
Yeah.
We were just getting like dumpster snacks from somebody in a park somewhere, and we thought it was Taco Bell.
It's actually a really creepy thought.
Yeah.
But
still delicious.
Crunch wraps were so good. So
still delicious.
You can't argue it, man.
Crypticon is dope. Worth going to. It's multiple days.
Yeah.
I think they do Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. So the speaker schedule is massive. But the first time we went, it was small. It was like one small room, and then you had your like speaker auditorium. When we went, which then COVID hit and we didn't go. We went 2019. We didn't go in 2020. We didn't go in 2021. We went in 2022. And it was like five times as big as it was.
It was way bigger.
Yeah.
Way bigger.
And it is awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Tons of cool speakers there. Who all did we see speak? I can't even remember at this point. Took some pictures with some listeners.
Yeah, we'll try to go back this year. See if we can make it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just feel like it's gonna be a busy year.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah. Busy. It is good. But I think it's about that time, Steve.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize it was quarter of
time. Yeah. I only say that because I got to get up early and drive to Michigan. So
yeah.
Got a bit of a drive ahead of me.
Yeah. All right. Hollow Cult, we're going to wrap her up. Thanks for hanging out in the chat. Appreciate you all.
Much love.
Everybody keep Kyle and Shauna's family at the forefront of your thoughts and prayers this week. It is rough. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Stay safe, stay weird, and if your dumpster snacks are screen memoried as Taco Bell Crunch Wraps, it's not really that much of a loss, right?